As excited as I was about these new teachings, to blithely jump into four steps of the law of attraction would have been utterly impossible for me in the beginning. I was mired far too deep in fear. So I said to myself, okay, this shouldn't be too tough. I just have to find a way to stop thinking about things that get me uptight. No big deal. No big deal. I'll just stop thinking about them for 30 days, then I can get on with the rest of the four steps. Oh, dreamer! It was a very big deal. But with a determination born of being on the bottom again and nowhere else to turn, I dove in and I refused to give up. So this was my start, my own eager though thoroughly naive beginning to shake loose the vibrational shackles in which I had been so unknowingly bound for decades. This is the 30-day program I designed not a day after receiving the Law of Attraction material. I'll tell you straight from my journal how it worked for me and what you might expect along the way. There are only two steps to my introductory program. Number one, remove your focus from any major thing that is currently causing serious fear, worry, concern, anxiety, stress. Remove your focus from that and keep it off. Notice I didn't say remove your focus from all things negative, just the current huge pressing items, because these are the easiest to spot and feel. If thinking about your empty bank account makes you tense, stop thinking about it right now, and flip switch to number two, which is coming up right away. If thinking about your pending divorce generates that sinking feeling in the pit of your stomach, then stop thinking about it right now and flip switch. Keep listening. It's coming up as fast as you can. In my first 30 days, I personally didn't get into talking to myself or writing new scripts. That was far too complicated early on. However, if you do want to reassure yourself out loud or write a new script, go for it. Okay, step number two in my program. Establish a flip switch topic for each day by finding one new item about yourself to appreciate. Now, a flip switch topic is one you've established for the day, for the whole day. It's ready for you ahead of time to flip into the moment you realize that you're feeling a little bit anxious or a little down or even moderately out of sorts. Now, don't think that finding something about yourself to appreciate is namby-pamby. Believe me, it's tough. No matter what our position in life may be, most of us hold such great distaste in acknowledging our own attributes or talents that the thought of having to dig up a new one each day for 30 days can be really irksome. So what's to appreciate? Well, okay, how about your hair or your clean nails or your singing voice or strong hands or finesse in parenting or proficiency in skiing or position in the company or sales abilities? If you think you can't find 30 things to appreciate about yourself, find them anyway. Then, when some habitual worry comes sneaking into your day and you catch yourself in that hypnotic state of seemingly unbreakable focus on whatever it is you're worried about, you now have something waiting in the wings to immediately override it. You flip switch instantly into your daily topic of appreciation. Now, this is important. Stay with whatever topic of appreciation you've chosen for that day. Stay with it, no matter how absurd it might seem to you on that day. With the ever-present help of your guidance, you chose that thing for some reason, so that subject is yours for 24 hours. Hang on to it. Okay, then think about your daily appreciation item when you're not in fear. Think about it every minute you can remember to do so. That kind of concentrated, high vibrational focus will do more to break your habitual worry vibration faster than you can possibly imagine. Now, that's basically all there was to my program. One, keep my attention off anything that caused me to worry, which mostly pertained to finances. And two, in its place, instantly install flip switch two, whatever was up for me that day to appreciate. For the first 3 days, though, I hadn't developed the flip switch process, and those days were incredibly rough. I was bowled over by the depth and duration of my negative attention spans. I found I slipped into worry at the blink of an eye. I was constantly uptight. So it seemed as if this ever-present undertone of worry just never left. Even when I was smiling at people or talking cheerily on the phone, I'd hang up the phone and promptly wonder where the next loan was coming from, then realize what I was doing and try desperately to find something else, anything else, to think about that would make me feel a little better. Since that didn't work, I was really floundering. So by day three, I was finding that probably 97% of my days were given over to worry, concern, anxiety, and fear. Ugh! That awareness depressed me thoroughly, then made me furious, which surely didn't help. I had no idea I had been worrying so routinely, so unknowingly. Talking to myself was useless, and writing a new script was impossible in my frame of mind. That's when I knew I had to find something ready-made to flip into, something with a nice, easy focus, yet with a good high vibration. So thanks to my good old guidance, I chose self-appreciation, thinking that would be fairly easy. Oh, sure. Not only was it harder than I had anticipated, but I found that the toughest part was staying there once I got there, which just made me more determined to continue. At any rate, self-appreciation is what I chose and instantly found that switching from negative to positive was then much easier to do. Now I had something concrete to flip into, although I was finding it difficult to feel the appreciation as opposed to simply thinking it. By day five, though, I knew things were starting to turn around. Something was working. Slowly, yeah, but it was working. Although I could still only get into a really up-feeling place for a quarter of the day, the rest of the day would go fairly evenly without that incessant, somber focus on lack. During those first 10 days, I didn't think I was going to make it. The more I had to flip switch, the more depressed I became that this vibrant person, me, whom people had always viewed as being so positive and up and happy, was nothing but a common run-of-the-mill worry wart, the very kind of person I used to tell people to stop being. Sometimes I'd get so discouraged I'd scream at the universe, break into tears, and shove my hands in my pockets to go sulking outside for a walk in profuse self-pity. Indeed, many times during those first 10 days, the possibility of learning to live without that familiar and even comforting vibration of concern that had been such an ally for the better part of my life seemed beyond all hope.